I'm going to be reading this morning out of Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 to 11. So you can turn to Isaiah chapter 40. And Isaiah chapter 40 speaks about Jesus. And this morning we're gathered here because we're celebrating the coming of Jesus, who gives us forgiveness, comfort, and assurance. And only God can give that. So I would like to start by reading Isaiah 40, verses 1 and 2, where it says, "Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins." Isaiah says this to the Jews, but he's speaking to us at the same time. The Jews were sinners and had messed up many times in their lives, and so are we. We mess up just like they did. We need the same comfort as they did because the Christian life is a warfare. But the struggle will not last forever. Our troubles are removed in love when our sins are pardoned. In the great atonement of the death of Jesus at Calvary, the mercy of God is exercised and completed. In Christ and his sufferings, true believers receive from the Lord's hand double for all their sins. By his death, Jesus satisfied God's righteous requirement for payment of our sins. Isaiah says God gives us double because what Jesus did for us is of infinite value. Nothing else compares to it. Romans 8, verse 1 says it this way: "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." Let's read verses 3 to 5 of Isaiah 40. "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." The voice was John the Baptist, who prepared the way for Jesus. Now, I have read that when Eastern princes marched through those desert countries in that time, ways were prepared for them ahead of time and hindrances removed so their journey would be easier. God wants to prepare our hearts by teaching us of his word and the convictions of the Holy Spirit, that high and proud thoughts may be brought down, good desires planted, crooked and rough attitudes made straight and softened, and every hindrance removed, that we may be ready for his will here on earth and be prepared for his heavenly kingdom. Psalm 51, verse 10 puts it this way: "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Let's read verses 6 to 8. "The voice said, cry out, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." This voice seems to be calling out to all who are unbelieving and unrepentant. What will all the possessions, titles, fame, and wealth gain the unbeliever at the end of his life? Nothing. He will fade into dust just like yesterday's flowers. But Jesus can do for them what nothing else can. Acts 16, verse 31 says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved." That's for everybody, not only for us, for everybody. Verse 9, "O Zion, you who bring good tidings, get up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, you who bring good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. The good news of the coming of Jesus was to be sent forth to the whole world, and that's what Isaiah was doing. Even today, the gospel is reaching out to the whole world. Verse 10, behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Jesus is God's strong hand, and he has defeated the enemy. Satan is a powerful enemy, and we cannot defeat him on our own. Only Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit can keep us safe and give us the victory. Last of all, let's read verse 11. And this is one of the most beautiful and tender verses in the whole Bible. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. Jesus is the good shepherd. He feeds us, gathers us, and carries us in his bosom. He will gently lead us through this life and into life everlasting. All we have to do is ask. Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. Turn there if you have your Bible. Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. That's why we're here this morning, to celebrate the coming of the Savior, to have comfort and joy in God's salvation. Jude 24 and 25. Jude 24 and 25. It says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.